Give me a break, Gabe.
Okay. Now?
Can I just go take a break now?
Arm or leg?
Oh, that's a bit naughty. Touché. You are listening to Morning Glory on Joy 94.9. Gabe, I did something a bit embarrassing and I need to get it off my chest.
I was going to say I can't believe it, but I can believe it, yeah, and I can't believe wait. It. I love you.
Anything is possible in the world of Ben Hull.
Of course. I feel like you've got an awkward story every week.
Yeah, I do.
We're not the most... I
know what you're
say. I'm trying to say not awkward people, but I made it really awkward.
Functioning people?
We're not well functioning.
We're not very functioning at all.
No. Yeah. But maybe because we get up so early.
Yeah.
Maybe
we just need to be like wrapped up in bubble wrap. You know how like little kids when they're like toddlers have all like the safety things, sticky tape to all the like sharp edges and stuff.
Yeah, the edges of tables. I could imagine us like those sumo wrestlers though, like running into each other covered in bubble wrap. How
in
much
those
fun
big
would
fat suits.
Yeah. Cool.
I reckon I did something much worse though.
I bet you did.
And I'm going to tell you right after this.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Gabe, I went to the train station the other day.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit of an event because I normally take the train.
Oh,
I mean,
the
sorry.
Tram.
I normally take the tram.
Yeah.
So I'm not used to train stations as much.
Okay, so you're a bit frazzled.
What's
the story?
Well, I mean, first of all, they're always bloody delayed when I go there. I got there and I was in a little bit of a kerfuffle because I get there and they're like, the train's going to be delayed. And I'm like, all right then.
Don't panic, listeners. Not today. The trains are all on time.
You will get to work on time. Then they announce after the 5-minute delay that it was cancelled, so then there was another whole 10 minutes to wait for the next train.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the hell am I going to do to fill my time?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I was feeling a bit good about my outfit. I was like, yeah, I look pretty good today. So I decided to take a selfie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, opened up my Instagram, as you do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep. Yeah, yeah, okay.
And you know how, like, when you open it up, you've got, like, the photo option or the gallery option of, like, your stored photos, like, on your camera roll?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
I opened it up. I didn't realise the last photo I had in my gallery was maybe a very good close-up shot of my lower half.
Oh, I knew. Okay. I knew I was going there because you kind of stumbled on it, but you were pointing
to the... Yes.
Okay, I get it.
A big arrow.
The mini-me.
And maybe there...
No, I'm not...
It could be interpreted that way.
I'm not judging.
You might
saying.
Need a little magnifying glass.
So mini-me flashes up.
I was really embarrassed because it was like that kind of thing where I didn't actually know if anyone had seen it.
Yeah.
But since I had my phone up right in front of my face and I was holding it up and there was my hoo-ha, let's just say, I kind of just very quickly clutched my phone to my, like, chest.
Yeah.
And then I did this kind of awkward childlike look around where I was like, oh, did anyone see?
I don't think you should bring children into this, Ben.
The funny thing is that everyone's so immersed in their phones, I don't actually know if anyone really noticed.
Oh,
but it was
okay,
really
so is that
embarrassing.
Your problem that nobody noticed? I feel like you would have been, like, really offended by that. I could see you, like, clearing your throat, like, and then, like, showing everyone the photo again. Still nothing.
Just get the announcer at Flinders Street Station to announce it.
There's a man on platform 2 looking for some attention. I repeat, a man on platform 2 looking for some attention.
I think moral of the story is if you're trying to kill time while waiting for a train delay, maybe don't do a selfie.
Maybe just be a little bit more careful about what's on your camera roll. Because we've all had awkward camera roll moments.
Have you ever had an awkward camera roll moment, Gabe?
Yeah, of my own. But I think the worst was like I was looking through a friend's phone once.
Yeah.
She was flicking through looking for photos and I saw a photo of her boobs. I'm going to say boobs. Is it too early to say boobs?
I think boobs is okay.
Boobs is okay. So anyway, but it was very funny because she just ignored it and I ignored it. And we just kept on pretending how it didn't happen. But it was awkward.
It's always that thing of like, because I mean, God, I guess it's sounding like I have a lot of incriminating evidence on my camera roll.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's that thing where you know how whenever you show someone a photo on your phone and they're, like, kind of touching it or hitting the screen, you're like, don't turn left, don't turn right. I reckon I've had a few near misses over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually reckon that's probably not the first time I've actually opened my camera roll in public and...
What?
You know, what's that Washington State thing that's that very tall building in Washington, D.C. that like is quite...
Is this another euphemism or is this...
I've had a few of those moments. I want to know what that statue's called.
Joy.
Gabe, we went out to dinner.
We did.
We're very close friends.
Close mates.
We actually do things outside of work.
We do. We went out for dinner.
Beautiful dinner.
It was a lovely meal.
Wasn't it lovely?
It was very nice. As soon as I got to this restaurant, though, I got there before you, and this waiter was so cute. I thought to myself, oh, my God, Ben is going to be all over this guy. Not all over, but I just thought he was perfect for you. Like, he was a little bit cute, a little bit cheeky, and I just thought, oh, Ben's going to love this.
So you're doing a little bit of matchmaking before I even got there.
I didn't say anything to him, but I was also like, oh, this is going to be good. I was very excited for
you.
You
were just expecting me to be guns blazing as soon as I saw him or something.
And you were a little.
Wow, yeah. Well, there was the moment where he came around and, you know, asked our orders. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of, I'd like to know if other people have this, I have a lot of menu order anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so anxious about making a decision. It's like the end of the world and I can't pick. And it's like I've got Arnold Schwarzenegger there, like holding up a gun saying, make a decision or something. So I get a bit anxious. Anyway, we kind of finally went around. It turned out that we were ordering the same thing.
We were, yes.
Off the menu.
Yep.
But what, because you're a vegetarian,
I'm a vegetarian,
right?
And I never have order anxiety because for me there's just two options. It's usually just the mushroom risotto or a vegetable burger.
I love that.
A veggie. Yeah. And it's just, there's those two. So I never have to worry too much about it. But we had some laksa or a vegetarian curry.
Was it curry? Tofu curry.
But
yeah.
There was oyster sauce in it.
Right.
And so I ordered it and he said, oh, just so you know, there's oyster sauce. And then you order the same thing.
Yeah.
And he said to you, just so you're aware, there's oyster sauce in there.
Yeah.
And what was your response?
I said, oh, well, it's fine. I'm a meat eater.
You did not. You said, I'm a meat eater.
Oh, like, I said it more proudly, did I?
You said it like kind of sexy. I can't do a sexy voice, but.
I'm a meat eater.
Yeah, you looked at him dead in the eyes when you said that.
I didn't realise I said it so seductively.
It was. Oh, come on.
I feel like I'm going to throw it back at you, Gabe. I feel like the oyster sauce would be quite sort of comforting for you, even though you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that.
Yeah, all right.
It's too early.
Just throw it back on me.
It's only 10 minutes.
It was funny though, because I remember after it happened, you were like, I love how you were just like, I'm a meat eater. Like, you just sort of really...
It made my day. I was so excited. But the
it was kind of one of those... Is it a Freudian slip, something you don't intend to say or that comes out in a certain way? I don't think it's a Freudian slip,
but
anyway.
No, I don't think it is, because I don't...
That just sounds posh.
That's something to do with your mum and I don't think you're into women at all.
Anyway.
But what I really enjoyed is a couple of days later, I was actually at home, I was in the bath and I got a text from you and it was a photo of this waiter.
Yes.
And I was like, and your comment was, is this the waiter from the other night? And I was like, how did you find this? I just figured you'd been stalking him for 2 days.
I went through the tax files at the restaurant. Yeah. I broke in at night with a balaclava. Yeah. Didn't really, but keep going.
And I was like, that is definitely the guy. And you found him on Grindr.
I did.
And did, is that like a location thing? So it pulls up people in your area?
Yes.
So
I'm not going to say where I was going through where I
know you were standing out in front of the restaurant. For how
I was, yes, with a big telescope.
Yeah, just to find this guy. Bet you
I have
him.
No more comment.
Yeah, no more comment. Yeah, I've seen that.
It was quite
through.
A funny waiter though.
It was funny.
What did he say to the other person we were dining with?
Oh, we were there with the guy who didn't order a main. He just ordered dessert and he was getting a little bit cheeky. And the guy tried to pull him out of his chair as a joke and ask him to leave because he was like, you didn't even order anything. Why are you making demands?
Mm.
It made me happy because this guy was pretty...
Do you reckon I went a bit too far with messaging
him? No. I think that wasn't too far, but what you did after that was probably too far, but it's too early to talk about that.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.